Cape Talk
Entertainment News.
Time to take a look at your entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as usual, we're going to start on the small screen. Craig Falk is deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. Always great to have you on the show, Craig. Well, let's start with what's not coming to the small screen. We were hoping for a new season of Amazing Race to start tonight on Mnet, but it's been dropped from the schedule.
Yeah, it's been moved down for a couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll get it later in June and early July. You know, it's going to be replaced by a new obstacle reality show called Million Dollar Miles, so reality fans aren't losing out entirely.
Although I'm not holding my breath in excitement, Craig, because I believe that the show was did so poorly on its release in the US that CBS actually dropped it before even finishing the series. So I suppose we better reserve judgment for now and take a look for ourselves. Okay, so Million Dollar Miles starting Friday night instead of Amazing Race. The one thing we know for sure, and it's going to be music to the ears of many of our listeners, is that the new season of Victoria starts on Monday.
Yes, on Monday the 3rd of June on ITV Choice at 8 o'clock in the evening. You know, it's a new season, but even more drama than the previous two installments. Queen Victoria's pregnant with baby number 6, believe it or not. She goes into labor in the middle of a political protest.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those things you can't have a baby in old Victorian ages without a protest about it. And there's going to be more drama because there's a new foreign secretary who's going to get on the Queen's bad side at every chance he gets.
Okay, Victoria Season 3 this Monday on ITV Choice, which is Channel 123. Also, just to mention, if you've been following The Great British Bake Off, don't forget your finale airs on Monday on BBC Lifestyle at 8 p.m. Then, Craig, there's an absolutely fabulous family movie screening on ETV this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, Toy Story 1. I remember when this came out, I think it was like 1995. It completely revolutionized animation movies. It's a show for the family, parents, children, teens will enjoy it as well if they haven't seen it. And it's also nice because they're doing they're airing the trilogy one weekend after another, and that's in the build-up to the long-awaited Toy Story 4 that's going to come out later this year.
Okay, definitely a series worth catching up on. Thanks for the tip. All right, what's your pick of the week on Showmax?
Okay, Showmax has a series called Fortitude. They've actually got seasons 1 and 2. It's a horror series, so it's really grisly and gory. You know, the kind of thing that they don't show on terrestrial TV before 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. It's set in a small Arctic town where you'd expect everything to be sort of peaceful because everyone's indoors. It's too cold to go outside. And it basically turns into a bloodbath, crime scene after crime scene. And nobody can explain anything because everyone's actually keeping their own shocking dark secrets that will tie them together, tie all the murders together. It's something for proper horror fans to watch.
You know, I absolutely loved this show. And I'm going to say, don't be put off if you're not a horror fan. If you're a fan of a great crime series, maybe give it a try, particularly if you like the Scandinavian series. Although this is a British series, it's got a lot of the Scandinavian actors, including Sophie Grubble, who was the lead in The Killing. And I absolutely loved both seasons of Fortitude. So don't be put off. Look, you do have to have a strong stomach for it. It is pretty gory, as you said, but it is a great, great series if you like your gritty crime dramas as well. Okay, anything good on Netflix?
Yeah, there's a new series called What If. It's brand new this week, actually. And it stars Renee Zellweger and Blake Jenner, who we know from the Jenner family on reality TV. It's an anthology series, so season one's going to have one story. Season two will have another. And this particular installment is going to follow a scientist who sells her soul to the devil to get her high-tech startup company going. It's to do with biomolecular engineering and all of that jazz. So expect things to go, creepy things to come back falling out of the closet. It is going to be a proper thriller.
Cape Talk
Entertainment News.
Next up, let's take a look at the new releases opening on circuit this weekend. Leandra Engelbrecht is movies editor at Channel 24. And shall we start with the monster movie, Leandra? Good to have you with us.
Starting with Godzilla, so this is the 35th film in the franchise.
Wow.
It's also it's also the sequel to the 2014 film. And this time around, members of the Cryptozoological Agency have to face off against a number of monsters, including a three-headed beast. So these monsters are rising up against humanity, and, you know, humanity is always hanging in the balance, our existence.
I can't believe it's the 35th film in the Godzilla franchise. But okay, if you love it, you're going to love it. What about a twist on the superhero genre, one that really questions the concept of the hero?
Yeah, it does. So this is Brightburn. So this movie basically asks the question, what if Superman was evil? So it follows Brandon, a young alien boy raised on Earth, and when he realizes he has superpowers, he uses it for bad instead of good. So yeah, it's a very interesting take on the superhero genre.
Okay, so that's Brightburn. And then you also want to flag a movie that's releasing on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this one. It stars Ali Wong, and it's called Always Be My Maybe. So if you've watched stand-up comedies, you're definitely going to write this, like this film. So it follows Sasha and Marcus. Sasha's now a famous chef, and he's still at home in his hometown, and he's a musician. And so after 15 years, they reunite, and they find some old sparks and new sparks. And yeah, it's just a lovely rom-com.
Okay, so that's Always Be My Maybe on Netflix. Leandra, thanks so much for the tips, and we'll see you at the movies.
Thanks, Papa.
Cape Talk Entertainment News.
Next up, let's get some suggestions for your podcast listening. And great to have with us in studio our Cape Town news editor for EWN, Charlotte Kilbane. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Pippa. Let me start by asking you this. Did you know that July will mark a half century since a human boot landed on the moon?
I am aware of that anniversary, yes.
How cool is that?
It's actually amazing to think it's been that long. Yeah.
So in honor of the 50th anniversary of this huge human milestone, the BBC has put together one of really the most beautifully researched original series called 13 Minutes to the Moon. Mm. It's a short series, so it's only three episodes, but each episode's about three quarters of an hour, like 45 minutes or so. All spectacularly researched, interesting, and as always with the BBC, just gorgeously produced. It's a really great series to listen to if you're planning kind of a shortish road trip, like hour and a half or so, and you can listen to that. It's really well worth it. And then there's one other podcast this week that's caught my ear, as it were, also based on a historical event, but one that's not quite as happy or hopeful as the moon landing. It's called the Chernobyl podcast.
Ah, now there's a new series. I know I haven't watched it yet, but it's on Netflix. Is there a link between the two?
There is absolutely a link between the two, and it's quite an interesting thing because we're seeing this trend where Netflix and Amazon Prime are making visual kind of television series based on stories that were great podcasts. For instance, Dirty John,
which I've just finished listening to.
Okay, you watched it first.
No,
didn't
I
you?
Haven't watched it yet. So okay. I need time to process what I listened to because it was just so
it was
awful
a lot, eh?
And so unbelievable in many ways that I'm still sort of thinking about it in the middle of the night. And once I've stopped doing that, I might start watching the series.
I still haven't watched the series because for me, nothing can beat that podcast.
It was a phenomenal podcast. Yeah,
listened to the podcast and then saw it on Netflix and thought, oh, that's interesting. A friend of mine actually has watched the Chernobyl series and had told me a couple of things. I know a bit about Chernobyl because I'm morbid that way and a news person and whatever. And kind of said to her, not actually what happened as far as I understand. So the podcast has been made to kind of unvarnish the varnished bits in the visual series because there's some bits of history context that have been glossed over or softened for the television audience. And this is kind of an honest exposition of this is really what happened. And even though you saw this in the television series, this is actually what happened historically as a matter of historical record.
It's such an interesting conundrum, and we're going way off topic here, but this issue of how you tell stories that are based in fact in a fictionalized way. It's something I tackled with the author Heather Morris about the Tattooist of Auschwitz. I know it's something that's come up about the new Mary Queen of Scots movie, that there are vast historical inaccuracies, but that make for good storytelling. Mm. And questioning whether, well, if it's good storytelling that draws people into the story and maybe makes them go and do their own research afterwards, is it worth it? So I'm really interested to hear that the podcast, I love that saying you used, unvarnishing the varnished bits of the Chernobyl series. Okay, so that one, find wherever you listen to podcasts, I assume.
Absolutely. Apple or Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where it is.
Okay, so Charlotte's pick of the week, 13 Minutes to the Moon by the BBC and the Chernobyl podcast. Thanks so much for the suggestions and happy listening.
Thank you.